Okay, you want to be sure and join host Chris Paul, Wes Matthews, CJ Watson, and more at the second annual Top Spin Charity Ping Pong Tournament. Hey, it's going to be presented by IHG Rewards on July 18th at Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. Tickets start at $75 and include entry to the event and entry into the official after party at Tao, where you'll receive 1 hour open bar. Or, hey, for $150, you can grab a VIP ticket and have your food and beverage coverage, plus hang out with some of the celebrities in attendance. We make it easy. Tickets are available by calling 702-414-9000, 702-414-9000, or through the event website at thevenetian.com/topspin. Topspin 2015. It's your serve. We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. The Big E Sports Show is the Yahoo Sports Radio Super Week. It rolls on the 2015, the start of the college football season. It is just around the corner, and we are going one-on-one with Phil Steele of Phil Steele Magazine. And so as we talk about the Baylor Bears and Seth Russell, you said 6'3", 220. Some say he is perhaps the most gifted quarterback that Art Briles has ever recruited. Is that true?
I'm going to say most athletic. I put him up there with Petty as far as the arm goes, definitely. That's quite possible, yes.
Okay, so as we continue to talk about Baylor, I mean, what stands out on the offensive end?
Well, I think, first of all, the number 6 rated offensive line is a great place to start for any offense. The blazing speed at receiver, blazing speed at running back, and then all you have is a quarterback that's in his fourth year of the system. This is clearly one of the most dangerous offenses in the country. If they're not number 1, they're the number 2 offense in the country. They're right up there. And so this is a complete team. Mm-hmm. The scheme is all tough to prepare for as it is, but the players make it even tougher.
Okay, so clear-cut, obviously, the top two, TCU, Baylor. What about the depth within the Big 12 conference?
Well, Oklahoma, I'm putting in third. Okay. And Oklahoma has disappointed a lot of folks lately, but that's going to happen when you're a preseason top 5 team every single year. This is one of those years where Oklahoma is flying below the radar. In fact, since 2000, and this is really remarkable, only twice have they not ranked in the preseason top 10. Now, that just tells you the type of program Stoops is building, and it also tells you a little bit about the expectations. So when Oklahoma loses 2 games in the course of a year, it's disappointing to them. Well, this year they're way under the radar. And in those 2 years that they were not in the preseason top 10, and this year they're barely going to make the preseason top 25, mm-hmm. but the 2 years they weren't in the top 10, they finished number 1 in the country and number 6 in the country, and they're poised to do something like that again. When I talked to Gil Brandt last year, and we were talking about coordinators, he thought that one of the best coordinators out there on the offensive side was Lincoln Riley. Well, Lincoln Riley is now at Oklahoma. He comes over from East Carolina. He's in his first year of the offense. He's got a quarterback in Baker Mayfield who knows the Texas Tech system throughout, and that's where Riley is. Riley runs a Texas Tech-style offense. I think Mayfield's going to have a big year. And then they've got, in the backfield, a beast in Perine. Samaje Perine is a guy who's 245 pounds, and he's got good speed, and he's also powerful. Then Sterling Shepard basically missed the second half of last year with injury. Yeah, he got the starts in, but he was coming out every game after one series, getting very few receptions. He's back at the receiver spot, so they're going to have a good offense. And defensively, I thought they underperformed a little bit last year, but when you've got players like Devontae Bond and Dominique Alexander, Eric Stryker, Zach Sanchez, and Charles Tapper, they're going to have a good defense. And the schedule-wise, this is a team that could very easily be 9-0 when they travel to face those final 3 games. And I think they'll enjoy being the underdog. They're going to be at Baylor, home to TCU, at Oklahoma State in the final 3. They probably could have beaten Oklahoma State last year had they not got the opted to punt one more time at the end of the game. Probably could have beaten TCU last year. It was a close loss on the road by 4 points. The Baylor game, they had the lead, but then that was just one of the most embarrassing second halves they've had in a long time. But it's an Oklahoma team that I think is under the radar.
And one of the games we're going to keep an eye on, of course, September 12th, they will be on the road at Tennessee.
Yeah, and Tennessee last year at a very young team gave them a good game in the first half. Oklahoma ended up blowing them out 34-10. Tennessee's a much more experienced team. They've got 18 returning starters this year. Right now, Tennessee's actually the favorite in that game. In Las Vegas, I think they're favored by about 3, where you are, Alyssa.
Right.
So you can probably check out one of the sports books right now and,
that's right.
And see. But that's going to be a good game early on in the season. I think it's going to be a key game in Oklahoma's schedule.
Okay, so we're going to transition. We're going to talk about the Longhorns, but just really quick, you anticipate that Baker Mayfield, he will be anointed as the starting quarterback for the Sooners? I mean, where's Trevor Knight in all of this?
I've got Trevor Knight dropping to the backup spot, and I think Mayfield last year was a guy that, had he been eligible, may have even wrestled the job away from him. Knight and Cody Thomas both struggled last year. In fact, they combined for 16 touchdown passes, 16 interceptions. The possibility is there for Knight to win it, but I got to pick somebody for the magazine each year, and I went with Mayfield this year.
Okay, so as promised, let's transition. Let's talk about the Texas Longhorns. Year two for Charlie Strong. He's hit the reset button. What do you anticipate with the Longhorns this year and the type of improvements that the Longhorn fans can anticipate?
A big-time improvement, especially when you're talking about a team that went 6-7 last year, had a woeful offense. You look at that bowl game, 59 yards. Seriously, 59
wow.
yards in
right.
a bowl. That's not a good season, especially when a Texas finishes 6-7. But here's what I saw last year, and it started happening over the spring and then through the summer. When a head coach comes in, like Charlie Strong, and he says, basically, it's my way or the highway, what happens? Well, a lot of players leave the program, and they say, you know what, I'm not going to deal with this, I'm out of here. And what's left is a much smaller, a much thinner team, but they're players that have bought into the program. And usually what I've seen when coaches come in with this philosophy is the first year, sort of a rebuilding year. That's what it was last year, 6-7 for Texas. Second year, much stronger year, and that's what I expect from Texas this season. When I look at the talent and the schedule, I can see this team getting to 8, potentially even 9 wins this year. Don't consider them a Big 12 title contender this year, but generally when a coach comes in and has that type of philosophy, the third year when he's got 3 recruiting classes, every single player left is completely bought into the program, that's when they become a legitimate conference title contender, and that's what I expect out of Texas. I expect them to be a much improved team this year. In fact, they're my number 7 most improved team in the country. They have a defense that I rate number 12 in the country. They're going to have an improved offense, whether it's Tyrone Swoops or Gerard Hurd. But I think next year's the year they actually become a contender in the conference.
He is simply the best. Phil Steele of Phil Steele Magazine, philsteele.com. Go out and get a copy of his book. I cannot believe we're completely out of time. We didn't even talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes and their opportunity to repeat as national champions. We'll have you back on. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Alyssa. A lot of fun talking football with you tonight.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight in our Super Week as it continues right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.